bunion would come on the side of your toe.
Yeah.
This is between your toes. Sometimes you get it from going barefooted.
Epilepsy or something like that. I don't know what it is.
What do you call homemade whiskey?
Again,
that's why I told you this was coming up later, you know.
There's so many names for it. We call it booze now.
All right, what'd you used to call it?
We used to call it whiskey. Whiskey.
All right, what else would you call it? This is that you made at home, man. Not what you'd go out and buy, but what you'd make.
Oh, that's homemade whiskey.
All right, anything else?
Oh, no, I can't think of it. You got to skip something, right?
Okay. Now, if you get tired, we'll just stop and let you rest a while.
I'm not tired, brother. You ask some questions I can't answer.
Okay. What do you call cheap whiskey?
Moonshine.
What do you call anything that a child likes to play with?
A
child likes to play with. Anything he likes to play with.
Was it special to him or her? Or which?
It wouldn't matter.
Well, I'd say a doll.
Well, but if she had maybe a doll and a truck and a top and a lot of those things, all of them together, you'd call them what?
I'd call them toys.
Now, these are going to be a little different kind here. This section deals with word patterns. You know, some words change to show a change in time. For example, I would say, right now I see you. But I would say, yesterday I saw you. So the word changes from see to saw. Or I would say, I go to church every Sunday, but went to church last Sunday. We have gone to church every Sunday for a year. So here, go changes to went and then to have gone. Let us try it once now. Think about the word sing. You would say, has that song ever been?
Never been called it.
It would start off like sing. Has that song ever been?
Ever been sung?
And then you might say, I that song yesterday. I
sung that song yesterday.
All right, now let's go on. If we were talking about buying groceries, you might ask me, have the groceries been yet? Now, you see, it's a word like buying.
Paid for?
No, well, you got to use a word like buying. Have the groceries been?
Okay, thing I'm going up.
Would you say have the groceries been bought, or would you say have the groceries been?
Oh, yeah.
What would you say? Have the groceries been?
Bought.
Was that what you say? Bought.
Yeah, bought. I said bought. I can't. All right. I put that way. I don't know.
And then I might answer.